Hi, my name is Danny Morell, and this is Real Estate Sales, the podcast for real estate professionals and entrepreneurs that are on a path of daily inspired action leading towards success in every area of their lives. Get ready to once again break through and realize your true potential. World. But guys, I am Danny Morell. I am your host on another edition of Live, guys, live. Ask Danny live any questions that you may have that we can help you with. And I believe we're live on Instagram. Are we live yet?
Yeah.
Like you pushed the little button?
People are talking.
There's humans there. Yes, what's up, Instagram? How you guys doing? Glad that you guys are here. Listen, we started this show. And by the way, don't worry. We are going to have interviews as well. But we did start this type of a show because we were getting a lot of questions about all sorts of things when it comes to business, and we thought that we would go ahead and get those questions asked and answered for you guys. And last week was a lot of fun. We had a lot of great feedback. Before I get started with my first caller, Lauren, first caller is ready?
Yes.
Yeah. By the way, if you don't notice, I'm perfectly okay with us talking.
Okay.
It just makes the thing more natural.
Okay.
So don't be afraid. Don't be nervous. You're not going to get fired, Lauren, okay? Okay, just want to make sure you know.
Good. Thanks for the affirmation.
I like to do that with her. She gets all nervous and stuff, you know. But guys, if you haven't already seen, Gary Vaynerchuk himself just made a promotional video. We shared it on our Facebook. It's going all over the place. If you haven't already done so, go to relentlessevent.com to get your tickets. We are looking for one more dynamite female entrepreneur speaker. I've got a lot of people with ideas on individuals from the mortgage or real estate business, and yet we're looking for someone a little different, someone outside of that spectrum, someone that has created something and that has, I don't know, maybe sold their company, maybe done something big. I want something really, really big to really give our attendees that day a great perspective on what it takes to succeed in business. But why don't we go ahead and get started? We've got our first caller on the line. Lauren, you've got her ready?
Claudio.
It's Claudio. Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Hello, hello, hello. Claudio, can you hear me?
Hey, Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing great. Do you need me to speak up or is it a good volume?
I think you're good. Can you guys out there hear? You guys okay? I think we're good, right? Yeah, I think that we're rock solid, my man. How you doing? And first off, where are you calling from?
Yeah, so I'm calling from Orlando, Florida.
Nice, Orlando, Florida. By the way, other than chasing alligators, what is there to do in Orlando, Florida?
Well, originally I'm from West Palm Beach. Right now I'm in Orlando just for school.
Okay.
But in Orlando, other than that, I really couldn't tell you other than Disney World. Because I just do school and real estate. But on the side, I'd probably say you got Disney World, Universal, and that's about it.
I love it. I love it. So listen, give it to me. What is the question? How could we help?
Okay, yeah. So question for you is mindset routine. You know, I was listening to your last live thing and your actual video on mindset for selling. And it just completely changed my point of view. You know, I always kind of was putting the blame on other things rather than on myself. And it just helped me open up my eyes a bit. Okay. So I was wondering, do you have any other routines that I can do maybe daily to continue to improve upon that? Because like you mentioned, it's not something that happens overnight.
Yeah. Yeah, so let's talk about this. And this is a big question to answer. So I want, if you're taking notes, I want everybody to write down the phrase reticular activating sensor. Okay? So, and you're going to excuse me, what was his name again?
Claudio.
Okay, Claudio. So Claudio, in your brain, in my brain, in everyone's brain out there, we have something called a reticular activating sensor. And the purpose of that portion of our brain is to identify what we believe is real or not real, possible or not possible, attainable or not attainable. You follow me so far?
I'm following you.
Okay, so here's what that means. That means that there's this little thing in your brain that essentially is telling you all day long when you're hearing someone, it's essentially telling you whether to believe them or not. When you're thinking of a goal or an idea, it's essentially telling you if it's possible or not. Meaning it has no How can I say it? It's not attached to reality. It's all attached to base what you have created, the stories you've created in your mind. This thing filters things and basically tells you, yup, that's achievable, or nope, that's not achievable. Make sense?
Right, okay.
So, for example, Claudio, tell me a little bit about yourself and your family background. In your immediate family, what was the highest earner in your immediate family, income-wise, yearly?
Yeah, okay. So, to be honest, I couldn't give you an exact number because I'm not sure, and I'll get into that, but okay.
Just
so
give me roundabout, 50 to 60, 60 right. to 100.
No. Six figures, maybe 100 to 200,000.
Okay.
Probably anywhere from 100 to $250,000 a year.
All right, sounds great. Let's take a ballpark number like 150. Sound good?
Okay, sounds good.
So here's what'll happen. What business are you in, by the way?
I'm in real estate.
Okay, good. So you're in real estate sales, and what's your average commission check?
I have not earned a commission check yet.
Okay, that's no problem.
But it would be 5,000.
Okay.
But it would be 5.
All right, 5,000 bucks. Sounds great. So here's what will eventually happen. The reticular activating sensor in your mind thinks that top level, realistic, right? Because you can see all you want to see on TV, on Instagram, all over the place. But in your mind, you think that the top is 150. What's the bottom? The bottom is going to be, you know, 40 or 50 grand or whatever the case may be. So what will happen is you'll be going out there every single day working your tail off to try to go ahead and break through, try to go ahead and do some bigger things that you've ever thought possible. But right about when you're about to approach that 150 marker, guess what will happen? It'll just kind of drop you down. In other words, it'll tell you, whoa, that's as high as we go. Let's kind of slow things down a little bit. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
And so an activity that I worked on to get me first to believe that six figures was possible, and then to believe that a quarter million was possible, and then to believe that half a million was possible, and then to believe that three quarters of a million was possible, and then to believe that a million was possible, and finally by 27, because not too many 27-year-old people make $1.5 million. So at 27 years old, Claudio, I earned 1.5 million. How did that happen? It's simple, and I'm gonna tell you what to do. Step number one, you need to identify, and this is for all our listeners, please do this. Step number one, you need to identify what's the most amount of money that you've ever earned in your lifetime in 1 year. So what's that number, Claudio?
For me, it would be 10,000. Reason being, I'm 19, so I haven't had a lot of time to really break that up yet.
Okay, that's fine. No problem. All right, so 10,000, you're just getting started, okay?
Yes.
So what I need you to do then is I need you to go and I need you to write 25 times a day, I earn 30,000 a year or more. Okay?
Okay. Just 30 starting off.
It's three times the most you've ever earned. When right. you accomplish okay. 30, guess what you're going to write?
Three times that.
Which is?
Hold on. Three times three is 90. Nine. Like 90.
And then that's going to be your new goal. This has nothing to do with business plan. This has nothing to do with anything. This is simply you reprogramming your brain. So some of you out there say, yeah, okay, I already do six figures. Great. How long have you been stuck at that number? Because trust me, on this desk, in this chair right in front of me right now, 9 out of 10 people that I sit with, that I coach, that I meet with, tell me they've been doing right about this amount of money every single year and they're stuck. And they're stuck is because of the reticular activating sensor hasn't allowed them to break through that much. Does this make sense?
Yeah.
So that's the first activity that I would give you. The second that I would give you is I would, have you written down a vision statement yet?
Yes.
Okay, and it's one page long?
I'd say about, almost. So, maybe 3-4.
Okay, so what I need all of you guys to do is I want you to write out a vision statement of what your life looks like when you have accomplished your goals 10 years from now. And I want you to be as detailed as you possibly can. And if you do those two things, I think that'll help you a lot in terms of mindset. I'm gonna challenge you with one thing though. You ready?
I'm ready.
Why do you feel you have a problem with your mindset? You're 19 and you're just getting started. What's going on there?
Yeah, so I feel like that's probably the main thing that's been holding me back as far as It's the only other missing piece that I see when it's coming into real estate and getting out here. Because I see myself, I'm out here door knocking, making the calls, doing all this. You know, I'm door knocking far times, maybe 10 times more than the average person is doing it. And then I hear all these newbies coming out here. Not that I'm hating on them, but I'm just trying to think, okay, what am I doing wrong?
Well, hold on. What does newbies have to do with you?
No, you're right. And this is where I saw the fault in myself, that I shouldn't be comparing myself to others.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Absolutely. Listen, right now, the future's ahead of you. You've got a bright future ahead of you. You're 19 years old. To be honest with you, I really wouldn't be worrying about mindset right now if I was you. You know what I'd be worried about?
What's that?
Just enjoy the process, dude. Seriously, just enjoy the process. We live in this world where we're literally the microwave society. We want success right now. Listen, man, I've been at this thing since I'm 39. I'm turning 40 in June. I've been at this thing since I was, before I was 18. I had my first business at 18 years old. I remember being happy making $400 a week. It's a process, my man. And someday in your future, you're going to be sitting here and you're going to be on the other side of the camera. You're going to be helping people and you're going to be telling them the exact same thing. Dude, relax. Just enjoy the process. That's the best advice that I can give you.
Right. Okay. Any tips for enjoying the process?
Yeah. Decide that you're going to enjoy the process.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Sound good, my man? Always remember, the answer is always within, okay? Don't count on me. Don't count on anybody. I'm here to help and guide. But you got the answer, my man. You got the answer. Sound good?
Of course. I appreciate it. Thank you.
You got it. We'll talk to you soon, okay?
Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was a cool one. So that was one question. I think we're going to get somebody else on the line. Let me see if we have any more questions here. I'm actually looking live on Facebook. We're going to go to Instagram to answer a question. Let me see here. I don't know if all of them are coming up. I mentioned the business in June, moving back to the States after 13 years abroad. I need to buy a car. How should I think about that? Okay, so Jeremy writes, I have a question. I'm entering the business in June. I'm moving back to the States after 13 years abroad. I need to buy a car. How should I think about that? What is enough? Jeremy, I'm not clear with your question. So if you could ask that to me a little bit clearer. In other words, I need to know, how can I help you, right? Give me a specific question that you want me to answer. Sound good?
Yes.
All right. Are we ready, Lauren, with the next caller?
Yes.
Yes? All right. Let's rock and roll. We're going to go with the next one. Who do we have on the line?
Ashley.
Hello, Ashley.
Hi. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm awesome. Thank you for taking my call. I'm pretty excited here.
You know, by the way, you sound very nice and clear, so I'm happy about that.
Good.
Yeah. So Ashley, how can I help you? What's up?
I have a question. I'm local to your market. I'm going to the Gary Vee event that your company's putting on, and I'm kind of watching his videos and really falling into a couple of his key points. And something that he said in one of his videos is that living in fear really contradicts gratitude. So I thought I would reach out and just kind of ask, like, you know, I'm so fearful of disappointing, like, really important people to me in my life.
Right.
Basically, how do I just not cut that emotion, but how do I deal with that and just move on with my business and stop letting that be such a
hindrance?
Kind of a tough question.
Okay, no, but this is right in my wheelhouse. This is big. Okay, I want you guys to get this because a lot of us deal with this. So my first question, Ashley, is how does that fear manifest itself? Give me an example. Like, give me like a day-to-day example as to when you start feeling that fear of disappointing other people.
Specifically family, when you know, things will come up with my dad or my grandma. My dad's a local business owner. I mean, he has owned a small business for a long, long time, and he's very successful.
Okay.
And because he's local, he kind of not assumes, but he feels that I kind of operate my business in the same effect that he does.
Right.
Granted, he's 30 years experience, and just his company runs itself, so he can kind of leave whenever he wants to.
Right.
So he kind of feels the same way with me. So he'll call me and ask me to help out with, you know, grandma or, you know, whatever needs to be done at the business or whatever. And, you know, he respects my career, but at the same time, excuse my French, but he's kind of crapping on it too. So I'm trying to figure out, like, how to not disappoint him, but at the same time, like, I need to provide for myself and, you know, beat over, you know, this, you know, I want my business to be successful. So how do I block that with being respectful to him,
right,
but still accomplishing my goals?
Yeah, that's a great question, Ashley. So essentially, here you are, you're trying to go out and do great by your business, you're trying to grow your business,
mm-hmm.
and then at the same time, mm-hmm. the family always seems to find a way to try to like pull you back in to do like family stuff, correct?
Absolutely, 100% correct.
And you feel guilty or you're afraid of letting them down, so what does Ashley go out and do? Ashley just goes out and Ashley does whatever they ask, right?
Correct. 100% every
yeah.
time.
Yeah, this is big, guys. And I'm gonna tell you, this is a very delicate one, Ashley, but I will tell you this, guys, this is one that you all need to learn to deal with, right? Because these emotions, Ashley, that you feel, the fear of letting someone down, quite honestly, is sometimes rooted in the fear of confrontation.
Okay.
Okay, so let me explain to you what I mean by that. In other words, when you're juggling this stuff, you know what you have to do. You know what you want to do. As a matter of fact, you probably even know that the best way to help your family is to be the greatest example of yourself. Yes or no?
100% correct.
Yeah, yeah, because long term, guess what? Go hire them a chauffeur, right?
Right, absolutely.
Go pay for the best medicine. Go pay for the best care. Go pay for the best everything. See, subconsciously, we all know this. We all know that if we learn to say no, then ultimately you can be free to go out and fulfill your wildest dreams, which on the back end helps support all your family. Then why don't we say anything? Why don't we do anything about that? And the reason why is because there's a fear of confrontation. And Ashley, here's where I'm going to challenge you. Does this fear of letting people down or this fear of confrontation, essentially, does this fear of speaking up, does it come up in your business?
Yes.
It does. In what ways? And how is it coming up in your business?
It's just confrontation in general. I mean, I want everybody to get along and be happy and I want the process to be smooth. I mean, it's just one of those things. It's like, it's just kind of an awkward, you know, if I set my mind and say, okay, this conversation has to happen,
right,
then I can handle it. But
right.
if I don't prep myself for it, it never works out in my favor. And it's always a complete SHIT storm.
Yeah.
So,
and can I tell you why, Ashley?
Yes.
Because people can sense that in you.
In
other words,
okay.
people will only do with you what they think you will allow them to get away with.
It's like a horse.
It is. And here's the worst part. Ashley, are you married right now by any chance?
No, single.
Okay, single. Fantastic. Do you want to be married someday?
Yes.
All right. And do you want to forever be at the mercy of your husband because you're afraid to tell him how you feel?
Hell no.
But, well, let me let you know right now, that's exactly what you're heading towards.
Okay.
You see how this works?
Yes.
Because what you're going to do, whether you realize it or not, you're going to go out and seek and find someone that fits, right? That fits the role of the current relationships that you have in your life. Because that's comfort to you. It's comfortable, whether you like it or not, it's comfortable for you to be in a relationship, right, with your family members, to where even though Ashley truly wants to go out and do this, she lets people get away with, right, manipulating her to actually do this. And until you deserve, or until you recognize that this is an issue, until you identify that that's not the person you want to be, it'll always be an issue. So let's talk about how to fix this. Sound good?
Yes, please.
Okay, so describe to me, you know, if you guys follow me on Instagram or Facebook, I always mention this. Describe to me future Ashley, right? Right? Multi-million dollar producing, investment property owning, multiple business owning, leader Ashley. Give me the words that describe that Ashley. Give me those words.
Oh, gosh. The words specifically or the actual goals?
No, just give me words that describe future you. Describe her to me.
Successful, proactive, amazing, opportunity driven, grateful. I'm drawing a total blank because you're catching me off guard.
Okay, that's okay.
That's pretty much the gist of it, yeah.
Ashley.
Financially free.
Ashley, how about truthful?
Yes.
Truthful is a big one, right? And so the problem that you're having right now, Ashley, is that you are essentially having a problem with telling people the truth because you're afraid of what the truth would mean to them, and you're afraid of letting them down as a result. Does that make sense?
Huge sense. That's
right? Because look, the truth is, look, you love your family. The truth is you want to be there to support them. The truth is that you want to give, if you could, you'd give everyone in the world a ride wherever they wanted to. But the truth also is that if you decided to do that, then you would be letting yourself down in your business. Make sense?
Mm-hmm.
And so Ashley has to learn how to develop the clarity into what truth is to her. You got to forget about everybody else, my friend. You got to identify what is truth to you. What does truth mean to Ashley? Who is she when she is being truthful to herself, when she's being courageous, when she's being honest, when she's being direct, when she's being direct with the type of person that she wants to become, when she's being direct and clear with her standards, with her non-negotiables, right? Because I'll tell you right now, to become successful, Ashley, one non-negotiable is between the hours of 9 to 5, guess what? Nothing bothers you. Nothing can get in your way. Because as an employee, it didn't. So why on earth would it as an independent contractor or as a business owner?
Correct.
And you see, that's where most business people make a mistake. Business people make the mistake in that when they were an employee working for somebody else, nothing got in the way between the hours of 9 to 5.
Right.
Absolutely nothing. That was sacred, because if they did allow something to get in the way, guess what the truth was? They would get fired.
Mm-hmm. Completely.
Right? So that truth was just more important than letting something getting in the way. Now the truth needs to be, the core needs to be, that your business comes first, because when your business comes first, you feel great about yourself. Ashley, business is 80% psychology.
Okay.
And so what that means is that we feel better about ourselves when our business is doing great.
True. Very true.
Right? And the only way that you can genuinely help other people is when you are feeling what about yourself?
Great.
You gotta feel great. You gotta feel unstoppable. And so,
agreed.
And so that's why, in a way, if I can be very direct with you, the business has got to become the priority.
Okay.
Because if not, you'll live in this constant world where you're playing these games in your head, where you like want to succeed, but then you want to help this person, and then you really want to succeed, but then you don't want to let them down. That's a very bad place to live in. That's like living in hell, basically.
Yeah, completely.
It's like living
in hell.
It has
been.
So can I teach you a little script here?
Yeah.
All right. So you're my mom now, right? No, not my mom. You're my sister. You're my sister, and you need me to give you a ride at 12 o'clock. Go ahead. Give it a shot. Hey, Ashley, you know what? Listen, you know I would do anything for you, but right now, I am really busy with the things that are going on in my company, and I can't. Who else could you look for that could help you out?
You know what? I don't think anybody can, but you know what? I'll call your dad. Maybe he'll help me.
Okay, give that a shot, and if not, guess what? There's this app called Uber. Just go ahead and look for it in your phone, and just have them pick you up. And they'll pick you up and drop you off, and they'll charge you for it. And it's pretty cool. It's a very simple process.
Brilliant. I love it. Thank you for that.
All right. You got it. Sound great. And that, you just, you know, Ashley, and for all of our listeners, I got to tell you a story. And hopefully this will help you, because we do this, right? We do things like, oh, today is my birthday. It's my birthday, and my birthday means that I, on every year on my birthday, I go to Disneyland. That's not what it means. That's what your parents taught you when you were fucking 3 years old. You know what I'm saying? I said a bad word. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
But that story has just stuck in your head. It's just a story, people. That's all it is. And so I met somebody that was a business person that used to earn $2 million a year. True story, $2 million a year. And he said $2 million a month. And he says this. He says, you know what? I love birthdays. He was a Texan. He says, I love birthdays. He says, but I love to do them right. And he says, so if my honey has a birthday, and it happens to be on a day when I got a business meeting, well, shoot, I'm going to go on the business meeting. But guess what? I'll tell her, honey, if you let me go on this business meeting, I'll fly us out on a private jet. Heck, bring all your friends. Heck, we'll leave for 3 days and we'll celebrate your birthday the right way. Which is better for you? And you see what I'm saying?
Oh, totally, yeah. It's
just sometimes we do this. We have this sick attachment to things that nothing means nothing unless you let it mean something. Make sense?
Makes perfect sense. Thank you.
So that would be my advice with that. I hope that helps, okay?
Absolutely helped. Thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it.
All right, you got it. Sounds good. We'll talk soon.
Okay, take care.
Hey, are you going relentless?
Of course I am. Are you kidding me?
Okay, good. All right.
That's what sparked this whole thing.
All right, good. We'll see you there.
Awesome. Sounds okay. Good. Thanks, Danny.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.
That was a good one. Do we have time for another one, or should we go to Facebook and Instagram?
There's one on Instagram, and you have a lot on Facebook, but Facebook? This one is from last week. He's been waiting.
Last week he's been waiting? Give it to me. What's the question?
We have to call him.
Oh, we have to call him? Okay, call him. And while I do that, I'm going to go over here. Okay, Dennis says, enjoy the process. Wow, just what I needed to hear today. Yep, absolutely. NK says, Danny, I've been focusing on listings. My business is around 80% listings, and I only work with buyers when they fall on my lap. What are your thoughts on this? Good job, my friend. Good job. That's my thoughts. If you had a budget of 30K max to buy a car, what would you recommend? Does that brand of a car matter? I'm asking because I'm not sure if the kind of car I have matters as a new agent. I have read conflicting things about this. Jeremy, you don't want my answer? I'll be honest with you. I had a budget of 30K for my car when I was 19 years old. So there's a much deeper problem. The deeper problem is that you have a budget of 30K right now as adult, then we need to get this rewired so that you never have that type of a budget, that low of a budget for a car. Make sense? So I'm not the type to constrain myself to anything, because when I feel great, I perform great, right? And so where most guys go to Men's Warehouse to buy a suit, you wouldn't catch me dead. It just wouldn't happen. I would never, ever in my life step foot ever in Men's Warehouse. I had to do it one time when my best friend got married, and I had no choice, and I tried to get out of there as soon as humanly possible. But I want to feel great about myself, so I just buy myself a custom suit with, you know, the little skulls and however I want to do it, and it's only a couple $100 more. So my challenge to you is different. My challenge to you is expand your thinking, believe in yourself, go out and do it right, and that's what I would do. Now, the practical answer, if you want to hear, no, man, the brand doesn't matter. Just go out and work hard and get yourself something that's reliable. Sound good? That's my answer. Are we ready?
He didn't answer.
He didn't answer? Let's go to Instagram.
Hold on. It's paused.
It's paused. Okay. Narcy says, I know you have several coaches for different categories in your life. How do you go about selecting a good fit for you? Yeah, man, look, this is a great.
Huh? You just get the best one.
You just get the best one? That's a good answer. No, but Narcy, look. Okay, and this is a big one. I really believe that in your journey towards becoming the success that you want to become, how can I say this, guys? When you're ready, the teacher appears. I really believe that. And I believe that once you are ready for a coach, so I have a real estate specific coach for my real estate brokerage. I just hire a chief operating officer. I consider that to be a coach because they run the operations of our company, right? I just hired an attorney, right? Our own in-house attorney. So that was a big investment. I consider that a coach because now, you know, legally I'm covered. I have a CEO coach that specifically coaches me when it comes to just being an executive officer, the chief executive officer of our company. I right now have a marketing coach that, if you follow me anywhere on social media, you can see that, you know, we're essentially launching a marketing plan to sell the tickets for Relentless. So I'm always, I've got 4 to 5 personal coaches. On top of that, all the coaches in my company, we as a company invest in their coaching. So when it comes to coaching, guys, I have been spending well over $100,000-$120,000 a year just in coaching for the last 3 years. That's me. Where does it start? It starts with you starting small and taking baby steps. And so You know, how do you find the right coach? I would just say, guys, listen, when it comes to the internet nowadays, just be maniacal about your research, right? For example, when it comes to this, what I'm doing right now, I'm prepared to drop the amount that it needs for me to learn what I need to learn, and I know who I'm going to hire, and it's the biggest in the business. But that's because I'm at that place in my life and my career, right? You might not be, so I would say, depending on what your business is, go out and find someone that has been successful at that, in that area. Go find the best and forget about cost, because the value that you will get from that will be worth way more than the cost that you spend on that. That's my answer on that. Okay. Instagram, we got one on Instagram. What's
yes.
up, Instagram? How are you guys?
Kisavita.
Kisavita. By the way, are there's no haters out there yet?
No.
We're not doing a good enough job. None of you haters are posting any stupidity yet? That means we're just not doing good. But okay. Kisavita. What's up, Kisavita?
From London.
From London. Lauren, we're doing big things. This is awesome.
My question is how not to procrastinate. Sometimes I feel motivated and pumped, and then I drop to procrastinating.
Yeah. So Kisavita? Is it Kisavita? So Kisavita, that's a great question. So the best way for me to answer that is this. Whenever you're procrastinating, guys, it just means that you're not clear with what you want. And that could be you're not clear with what you want in life, you're not clear with what you want in your business, you're not clear with what you want with whatever it is, and there's no urgency in it. So I'm going to give you an example. Here's a perfect example. When you're flying out and you have a flight to catch, Kisavita, right? And you know that you have to be at the airport by, you know, 7 a.m. in the morning. All of a sudden, guess what happens? The night before, what do? You pack everything. You make sure that everything is put together. You make sure that you have your passport. You make sure that all of that is in alignment. Why? Because there's a sense of urgency. There's accountability there. Meaning that if you do not show up, you're not going to get on the flight and your plans are going to be ruined. And so I would say this. I would say, number one, get crystal clear with what you want. And what you want has to be exciting to you, like very exciting to you. Because if it's not, guess what? You'll procrastinate. You need to have a goal so big that is borderline terrifying for you, right? I'm about to release a book. Everybody says they're going to write a book. Everybody says they're going to write a book. Everybody, oh, I'm going to write a book someday. It's actually coming June 1st. That scares the living daylight out of me. And I know that if I don't have my book ready by Relentless, right, then I'm going to miss out on a pretty big opportunity for a built-in audience to buy my book. So what have I been doing? Man, I've been meeting these deadlines like if it's nobody's business, because there's accountability, right? So the second thing that I would recommend is you need to get a little bit more accountability in your life. Go find like-minded people who want to succeed at the same level that you want to succeed at, and mastermind with them and grow with them and push them and set up a little structure. If you haven't read the book Think and Grow Rich, go read that book. It was written by Napoleon Hill, and Napoleon Hill talks about the power of the mastermind group. And I think that if you get clear on what you want gets very, very exciting for you. And then on top of that, you support it with a proper accountability structure, I think that your whole procrastination issue will disappear right away. Always remember, guys, we procrastinate only when we're not clear with what we want, and when what we want is not big enough or exciting enough for us to do something about it. That's it. So hopefully that helps to you. All right? You have anybody else?
Nope.
Okay, here we go. Facebook. I hate the fact that Relentless is still lots of weeks away. I can't wait. I know, me neither. I'm kind of hating that too. Danny, when you were starting the business, how often did you get some rest? I'll tell you right now, I'm a maniac. I went 7 days a week. This is a true story. We're taking a vacation. My family, this year, other than the little, we do a Cabo trip, like a 3-day Cabo trip for the top agents in our company. Other than that, I haven't been on a vacation with my wife and kids. She's Louise. I think it's been 7 or 8, 9 years, something like that. And I'm just telling you that because, you know, don't ask me why. My brain is wired for one thing, and that's the result. I want the result. And so luckily I have a beautiful wife that is understanding of that. But this year we're taking a vacation. It'll be one of our first vacations in a while. It's just the sacrifice, guys. When you're first getting started, it's 7 days a week. And then what you do is as you're getting better, then you just have a goal to just kind of knock it down. And then you say, you know what? I'm only going to work six, right? And then you say, I'm only going to work five. And when that starts happening, that's when leverage starts occurring in your life and you start hiring other people to do everything that you used to do. And then you can start working less. At the beginning, you need to go all out is what you need to do. Angel Rodriguez, and this is it. I'm going to end with this. Danny, I'm getting started in the business and working on the scripts. The problem I'm facing is adding my personality to it. I hear some people say, be yourself, and others say, stick to the word. How do I find the right pitch and tone to make the scripts work with me? Angel, okay, I'm glad you did this because this is a good question. Number one, I want you to memorize the scripts so much that you can say them in front of anybody at any point in time with any fear, with any nervousness. The same way you memorize a song, right? The same way you memorize your favorite song, right? Is you just hear it over and over and then you can recite it at any point in time, anywhere in front of anybody. That's how good I want you to get with the scripts. And until you're that good, you'll never be able to add your personal flavor to them. All right. So my hunch is that you don't know them as well as you think you know them. Get to know them a little bit better. Get that much stronger. Make yourself the strongest imaginable when it comes to the scripts. And then you slowly start to interject your personality. As you guys can see, guys, that's what has me here. You can ask me anything and I can flow with it and I can do it with my style, with my personality. Why? Because I've been working on this stuff for such a long time. And you got to start with the basics and then work your way up. All right? I think that's it. Who's our guest next week on the show? Is it Alejandra? Uh-huh. So next week, guys, listen. Tune in. It won't be live. Okay? We'll go live again Thursday at 1. But next week on iTunes and on YouTube, our guest is Alejandra Font. If you don't know her story, she started this gym in Southern California called The Camp. This was 6 years ago. Now they have 77 locations. It's going to be an absolutely phenomenal interview, and she's going to be on the panel at Relentless. Guys, if you haven't already got your tickets, I'm going to tell you right now, the only reason why you haven't got your tickets is because ego is in control of your life. I'm going to say that again. The only reason you haven't got your tickets yet is because ego is in control of your life. And what does ego do? Ego tries to keep you in the safe zone, tries to keep you from getting hurt, tries to keep you in the box. So the ego will say, I don't have the money. The ego will say, I don't want to get on a plane. The ego will say, oh my God. The ego says everything. But the real you says, I don't care anything. I don't care the cost. I don't care the travel. I need to be there because I want to learn. And that's what I'm going to leave you with today, guys, is the greatest lesson I can give you guys is that ego always tries to trick you into doing things on your own, into figuring it out on your own, right? Why? Because it thinks you have all the answers. And the biggest reason why is because it doesn't want to open you up to learning from someone else and someone potentially hurting you. That's just called life, guys. We're always going to get hurt. When you're living in the spirit, when you're living in your true self, when you're living in possibility, you don't care about anything. You care about the result. And you will stop at nothing until you get the result. And that, my friend, is if I could bless you with anything, is have a little bit of more of that in your life, right? Don't allow yourself to be stopped by anything. Anything. I don't care what it is. Decide what you want. Decide who you're going to be and go after that. Go after that vision of who you have for yourself relentlessly, guys. Unstoppable. Nothing gets in your way no matter what it is. God bless. Have a great rest of the week. Excited. Tomorrow I'm going to share some pictures. I'm going to be golfing at Sherwood Country Club, which is big. Like Justin Timberlake, Tiger Woods, their members there. This is a big deal. I'll share some pictures with you guys on Instagram and on Facebook. We'll see you soon. RelentlessEvent.com. Bye-bye. Hey, thanks so much for joining us. And remember, never miss another live episode by going now to facebook.com/danny.morell.page. We'll see you every Thursday at 1 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. And it would mean the world to me if you could head on over to iTunes, give us a 5-star rating, and write a review about what you've experienced by being a part of this show. See you next week. Bye-bye.